You are made up of the hopes and dreams of your ancestors and every woman before you. I hope that you will take what you have been taught and add your good to it. A lot of this comes from being taught about our culture and with the introduction of missionaries, God, at an early age, through the examples of our family, including our extended family. These teachings and experiences taught us to care for each other, to serve others and put the needs of others above our own, and to work together. It taught us that we all have a responsibility to do our part for our families in order to achieve the goals we set. Living in a developing nation such as PNG, where despite the richness of our country, we still lack access to basic health care, education and social services, law and order issues are rife and safety concerns are a daily consideration, as well as dealing with the day-to-day struggles for survival, builds up strength, resilience and a drive to succeed in the face of great adversity, and that makes us truly unique. I would tell myself to hold strong to the truth that I've been taught, to remember where I come from, to remember the sacrifices that my ancestors made so that I can have the opportunities I have today, to make the most of those opportunities and to believe that I have the strength, skills and determination inherited from a long line of ancestors before me to achieve any dream I set my mind to remember God and give thanks for my blessings and to never forget my roots. To remember that the world can be cruel and unkind, and in those moments to remember that I have been raised by strong, proud, and resourceful people, and that I am and I can do whatever I set my mind to. To always remember my culture and my roots and work hard and stay positive. I think a lot of the misconceptions about PNG women come from within our culture and from people on the outside looking in that have been misinformed or who have preconceived notions of what a PNG woman should be. Based on negative experiences or other experiences in general, I would like people to know that PNG women are made up of many great characteristics. We are smart, independent, educated, and capable of holding our own. We are trailblazers and courageous in the face of trials. That even though our people have many daily struggles, we still rise above them to provide for our families, support our partners and children, and achieve in our own chosen professions and succeed in our homes. PNG is a relatively new nation, but our culture is one of the oldest in the world. It gives us the drive and determination, instinct and adaptability that we need to survive in PNG. These characteristics show that despite the challenges we face, PNG women are a force to be reckoned with when we are determined. The PNG women that I've been blessed to know have many qualities. They have been examples of strength and resilience in the face of great hardship. They are determined to make a difference, not just for themselves, but for so many others. They're resourceful and God-fearing, and above all, they're the heart of our homes and the glue that holds our families together. I was brought up in my culture. It is an integral part of me. It guides me in how I interact with others. It taught me to be respectful and considerate of others' needs above my own, to be resourceful and creative, to respect the land and the customs that we have, and it is deeply ingrained in me. The values and responsibilities that I have been taught by my mothers, grandmothers, sisters and aunties, I now strive to teach in my own home. The knowledge and teachings that I have been taught helps guide me in my life, and is something that I hope will also help guide my children in knowing their roots, who they are and where they come from.